Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Don't look at your circumstances. The Lord knows how many hairs are on your head. He's named the stars. He hears your cries. He sees your pain and distress over your marriage falling apart. The Lord gave me a very important scripture, and it's Luke chapter 1, verse 45. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. Well, God asked me 20 plus years ago, and I'm asking you today, will you believe what the Lord is telling you He will accomplish? Will you trust Him no matter what, regardless of the circumstances or the time factor? What has the Lord been telling you about your marriage problems in how many different ways? Do you keep pushing it away, believing that it is too impossible? I can understand, but I believe that you did not find our ministry by accident. God has a specific message for you. Are you the stander, or are you the prodigal? Or are you one of the children who has been wounded and hurt by your parents' divorce? You may have grown up, and now you are having your own marriage problems. In Malachi chapter 2, verse 16, the Bible reads, "I hate divorce, says the Lord God of Israel." The world today says, if you have marriage problems, throw in the towel and try another marriage. Statistics show that the second and third marriages do not last as long as first marriages. The solution is to believe that your Lord God can touch and change two hearts in the circumstances that you are facing today in your marriage. In Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17, let me read, "Ah, Sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you." I wonder if these scriptures in the Bible are true. Is that what you're thinking? I believe that every single word is true in God's word. And I think you've got to come to the point to say, do you believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord of your life? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit to be your greatest counselor? Do you believe the Word of God? And if you believe the Word of God, then you've got to take these scriptures and do as I did 20 plus years ago and say, well, if God says that nothing is too hard for Him, then I've got to believe that nothing is too hard for Him. And that means He can heal, resurrect, bring life to our dead marriage. Do you remember all the miracles that the Lord performed for all those mighty men and women of God? Never forget all the Bible stories that have such important principles and lessons for you, your spouse, and for your children today. God does restore marriages. What if Noah had not listened or obeyed the Lord? What would have happened to his family? The Lord told Noah specifically how to build the ark to save his family. God was the architect. God told him what to do and how to do it. Can you imagine when Noah shared with his wife and children what God told him to do when no one had ever seen rain? It took approximately the next 120 years to complete the ark. Noah also had to be faithful, trusting, and believing the Lord for a season of time, just as you have been called to do. Can you imagine the ridicule that the neighbors and friends would say to Noah for such a period of time? How many times did they tell Noah that there had never been rain or a flood? You are wasting your time. Have you heard those words? But God was faithful to His promise to Noah, and God will be faithful to you.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.